This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour here at downtown Portsmouth's AnyPay.Global, the home of AnyPay.Global, the headquarters here right on beautiful State Street in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. With you in our remote studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Daryl.
And Chris.
We've been talking, obviously, a lot about cryptocurrency. That's the reason why we're here. For the next 3 days, for the next couple days, the Blockchain New Hampshire Conference kicks off tomorrow and goes for 2 days, so Wednesday and Thursday in downtown Portsmouth. You can go to blockchainnh.com to learn more about that conference. And we will be telling you more about it because we're going to be broadcasting from there starting tomorrow. But we're talking generally about cryptocurrency outreach and connecting with people and getting folks out there to actually use crypto and some of the incentives that can encourage that to happen. And Chris, you were just telling us a moment ago about how at Route 101 Local Goods, mm-hmm. you offer a discount for people that are willing to pay with cryptocurrency.
You bet. We'll give 5% off to anybody who walks in, anybody who buys anything, for everything in the store they buy. And we do that for a couple reasons. Number one, we think it's important activism to promote the spending of cryptocurrencies. We want to see people look in their wallet, look at their cash, look at their cards, and go, you know what, I'm going to pay with Bitcoin, or I'm going to pay with Dash, or I'm going to pay with Bitcoin Cash. First thing. Second of all, and I hate to sound selfish here, but I value cryptocurrency more than I value U.S. dollars. Now, that's a simple fact. I don't really want to take dollars.
It's better money.
It is better money, and I know that tomorrow, by some very small fraction, my U.S. dollars are going to be worth less. This is why you see countries who have billions of dollars invested in U.S. backed investments slowly fading away from the idea of the almighty dollar and going to other things. So, you know, as I look at crypto, I can look at an almost 10-year-long history of where it's gone price-wise, and looking at this stuff from an economics point of view, there is something to be said for scarcity, and that's the one thing that the U.S. dollar will never have.
Okay,
never going to be scarce.
Let me challenge you on that one.
Please.
Because cryptocurrency is limitless. I mean, meaning we know that Bitcoin's going to have 21 million. That's the purported maximum of Bitcoin that will ever be mined, and it's going to take like 100 years to get to that point.
Yep, 2140.
But there's nothing at all stopping somebody from copying Bitcoin.
Yep,
and
which has been done numerous times.
Thousands of times now. There are literally thousands of cryptocurrencies out there in the world. How is that different from inflation?
Because it becomes a new currency. That's what a fork is. So if there's this thing in cryptocurrency called a blockchain in some cryptocurrencies, and if you decide that you wish to change the rules and go off in a different direction, you may do so. Mm-hmm. So this was very famously presented with the split, which created Bitcoin Cash last August. That was a hard fork. It split into a different direction, and they went their way, and Bitcoin continued under the rules it was operating on. The difference is I can choose whether to own Bitcoin or whether I want to choose Bitcoin Cash. I can make that choice, and if I see the advantages in one or the other, I can do so. I can also, you know, go through some mechanisms to exchange one for the other or do whatever I wish. But while cryptocurrencies themselves may be unlimited, each cryptocurrency is going to have its own set of values, its own
which is
rules.
Set by the marketplace.
Generally,
what's a crypto worth? It's the market that generally sets that. Although there are some that manipulate their price to be on tandem with the dollar.
Yeah, the stable coin. That's been a popular thing now.
And then there's Tether, and then there
was the first
several
one.
Other things. Tether, they claim to be pegged to the U.S. dollar.
Yeah, Gemini just launched one.
Yeah,
and there's another one elsewhere.
Yeah, the idea is these creators of these stable coin crypto plans, crypto projects are trying to make it easier for people to wrap their head around. If I know that the Chris coin is worth a dollar,
mm-hmm.
and it's not going to fluctuate wildly up and down, then will people be more likely to spend it when they can more easily look at, you know, the price? Now, to me, I look at it as if I were living in Venezuela, because I honestly believe that's where the U.S. economy is slowly headed, not at the speed that they are. But when we're confronted with inflation and the loss of value in your currency, then the last thing I want to be pegged to is a sinking ship. So it may be sinking very, very slowly, but I don't want to sink along with it.
Yeah, so I think you're spot on with your answer there, because while there is no scarcity among all cryptos because they can just keep making them, the fact is the market only is going to value them what they're actually worth, right? So
right.
You can go right now and create Chriscoin.
Sure.
You can go on there's a website out there that'll make it so you can create an Ethereum token, call it Chriscoin, create a billion of them if you want to,
yep.
give away a half a billion to your girlfriend, or well, you know, you can do whatever you want with these things. But is it going to trade for anything on a market?
Right.
Probably not.
The value may be zero.
Right.
So,
or darn close to it.
Yeah, and that's where I think the projects that I watch, and in the world of crypto, there's 2,000 odd projects out there, and I probably watch 6.
Yep.
Maybe, because they're offering something that's compelling and has something of value.
Something unique?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and there's a lot of unique ideas. A lot of them are kind of crackpot. But
sure.
Is there going to be value in the marketplace? So, or is it going to be really useful for me to use? So those are the questions, and that's what I love about this week. I mean, this was such a great program last year at the Free State Digital Assets.
Right, you spoke last year.
I spoke last year. We're doing a panel this year. But just, you know, to meet some of the people that you don't normally get a chance to meet and hear what they're thinking. So I'm psyched.
Yeah, it's a great event. It's not too late for you to come out and join us at it, because, again, it hasn't even started yet. It's starting tomorrow, I'm sure pretty early, I imagine, 9:10. I don't have the schedule pulled up in front of me right now, but blockchainnh.com, I think is the I think I have that website correct. Oh, Derek J. from AnyPay did want me to mention this regarding AnyPay.global and their cryptocurrency acceptance point-of-sale system. It does also accept Zcash, so you can do Dash, you can do Bitcoin, you can do Zen, which is awesome. That's new. We didn't even know that. So that's
right.
That's breaking news that AnyPay now accepts Zen. So maybe next time we'll do a Zencash transaction the next time I'm out at the shop, Chris, and we'll put that to the test.
Nice.
But also Zcash, you wanted us to mention that. And I see that, Daryl, you do have the
have the schedule, though.
Hit the agenda there at
agenda.
The top right.
There we go.
And let me see here. It starts at 8 a.m. breakfast tomorrow, and then the intro at 9 a.m. Eastern time. We will be on at the end of the day tomorrow, I think at like 2:55. So if you're waking up a little late, you don't have to worry. You won't miss our panel. Come on out, and we look forward to seeing you at the NH Blockchain and Digital Assets Conference year number 2. So, you know, we've been talking a lot about cryptocurrency. I feel like we've covered a lot of the bases here on this particular show. Let's talk about Venezuela, because we touched on it earlier here on the show today. And I've had a couple stories in my show prep. I mentioned the one about the inflation number hitting 488,865% in the last 12 months, according to Reuters. And, you know, there's not really a whole lot more to this particular story besides, let's see here, daily inflation, they say, is 4%, according to a opposition legislator, Angel Alvarado, with monthly inflation rising to 233%. In September, from 223% in August. And the claim here, this is the article saying this, in an effort to stabilize prices, President Nicolas Maduro cut off 5 zeros off the ailing Bolivar currency, boosted the minimum wage by 3,000%, and pegged salaries to an elusive state-backed cryptocurrency, the Petro, as you mentioned earlier in the show, Daryl, that by all evidence doesn't actually exist. It's so elusive, nobody has ever had any proof that they've been able to purchase a Petro,
right.
And there are people who have tried.
Right.
And again, headline, Venezuela mandates passport fees must be paid in petro.
We're going to get to all of this and more here on what's going on out in Venezuela, where people need crypto to survive there. Yep. We've got that coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. We're in Portsmouth, New Hampshire at the AnyPayDoc Global Headquarters.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at the AnyPayDoc Global Headquarters in downtown Portsmouth, New Hampshire, as we are preparing to head towards the Blockchain NH conference that's kicking off tomorrow in Portsmouth. Year number two of that event. Do also want to make sure you know about the Tom Woods podcast. Of course, a lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Tom is a New York Times bestselling author, has written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. And since September of 2013, Tom's been putting out his own show, The Tom Woods Show, every single weekday, which means he's racked up over 1,200 episodes so far. Guests have included folks like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more, with topics like war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find The Tom Woods Show online over at tomwoods.com or search for The Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. We're watching as people walk by our remote studios here at the AnyPay.global headquarters, just peering in through the windows. They've got some flyers actually out in Take One boxes that are attached outdoors to the windows, because we're actually in what is essentially a school here. So AnyPay.global is also behind the Blockchain Institute for Technology. And if you were to actually, you know, open the door to try to come in here, there's like an outer door to the building, and then when you come in, there's an inner door that gets you into this area of the building. And it actually says for students and staff only. Yes. So if you're not signed up as a student of the Blockchain Institute for Technology, or you're not here for a meeting with the AnyPay people, this is a private private business, basically. Yes. So, but they're still doing outreach, which is good. That's why they got that stuff on the outside of the building for folks that are just walking by. They see something here. They want to learn more about it. They can't actually come in to talk because they're busy here. They've got programming going on. They've got classes that they're doing. This particular location, unlike the Bitcoin shop that they used to run, this isn't an outreach facility.
Right.
It's a different theme, basically, a different concept entirely. In fact, because they're closing down the Bitcoin shop, not because it was a failure, it was a tremendous success,
right,
and it was such a burden of time, they weren't able to do the things they needed to do for any pay and still run a full time. I mean, you know how it is running a shop. You've got to be there.
Yeah.
So the good news is it all kind of worked out at the right time.
Yes.
They were winding down the Bitcoin shop as we were getting ready to open up the doors on New Hampshire's first Bitcoin embassy, mm-hmm. which is going on at Route 101 Local Goods. We've remodeled the store, and actually I think everything's better now than it's ever been.
It's looking great.
Yeah.
So we to make room for the embassy, we had to do upgrades in the store itself, and all those upgrades have definitely got a positive response from the public, so that's good.
It's more spacious now, even though the same amount of product is there.
No, there's more
product
in a smaller space,
right.
But because we changed out some shelving, it just
works
out.
It works so great. Yeah.
But what that allowed us to do was to open up classroom space for 12 students at a time, seminars, movies, presentations, whatever, meetups, up to 24, 25 people at a clip. With, you know, projectors and big screens and stuff like that. So we're really excited.
Most of which was paid through SaveItPurse.com.
Yes.
Except for the projector. We just couldn't get that one.
We tried, though.
We did. We did try. In fact, we failed, and then we had to go elsewhere. But that's okay. It works on most things. So I didn't really want to go too far deep into what's going on with the Bitcoin Embassy because it's brand new. I'm sure talk about it maybe later in the next couple of days.
Sure.
But it's just exciting, just kind of setting the stage for where we are here. So we were talking about the alleged cryptocurrency from Venezuela, the so-called Petro, which now you're saying there's a news article out, Daryl, that says that in order to get a passport, if you're a Venezuelan person, you have to pay with Petro.
Yes. And
how do you do that, given there are no Petros that anybody can find, and there are people that have been trying very, very hard to get these things?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And the articles here, there's actually a pair of them from Cointelegraph, says that apparently the Petro will officially launch in November.
Wait, it was supposed to officially launch in February.
No, that was the ICO. They had an ICO.
Yeah. Oh, which didn't actually work because you couldn't actually.
Remember when I read the white paper?
ICO means initial crypto, or no,
initial
coin offering.
Yes. So I read the white paper and said, this doesn't make sense because it talks about this ICO where people buy the things and then there's going to be the Petro blockchain that does something, and ICOs tokens don't have their own independent blockchain.
Let's throw out every word related to cryptocurrency and just punt. I mean, that's basically what Maduro did.
Right. That's basically what they did. And I said, none of this makes sense with what they're saying, because they're saying that this token is going to have its own blockchain, and you can't do that. So I was wondering if they were just selling some tokens, and then they were going to pay developers to do something.
Yeah, that didn't even happen.
Right.
You couldn't even get the token.
Right. And
they purportedly created the tokens because you could look at them on a
NEM blockchain.
But
even though the white paper said it was going to be on the Ether.
Right. So you could see the tokens were created. But as I said to you, you can go right now to a website that will allow you to just create a bunch of tokens.
Sure.
Right.
There are websites that you can literally type in Chris Coin, Daryl Coin, whatever, you know, the heck you want to name the thing, and then type in however many of them you want to be created, and then there you go. You've got yourself some tokens. Now, they weren't able to actually do anything with these tokens. The website that you would go to try to purchase this ICO was broken. You couldn't actually use... I mean, it's the government. What did you expect?
Hey, right. I should be able to trade in my Petros, which I cannot get, for a barrel of oil,
right,
which I will never get. Right. That's how the Petro works, right?
Right. They claim it's backed by
they
oil.
They claim that every Petro is backed by oil in the ground in Venezuela.
Barrel.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's sad.
Yeah, so according to Cointelegraph, they say that there's a Google Play wallet, but when you click the link, it now doesn't take you to anything, and I tried searching in the Google Play, so...
I'd be very, very wary of installing anything.
I wasn't planning to install it. I just wanted to see the information.
Yeah.
Who put this out? So, and as you speculated, it was probably something put up by... some tricksters, because I can't find it at all.
Don't trust it for two reasons. One, don't trust it because it could actually be from the Venezuelan government. Two, it could not be from the Venezuelan government, and it could be from somebody who's trying to steal your information or whatever.
But the claim is now there will be a public sale of the Petro beginning on November 5th, even though they supposedly already had the public sale several months ago.
This is the real one. Now they've spent the last 9 months trying to figure out how to make a website work, and they're going to really do it this time.
Well,
sure.
Bitcoinist has a note from a few days ago saying, according to a notice published on Venezuela's government website, people are now able to visit the official Petro website, which I'm going to
Petro.gob.ve.
Okay, that sounds official.
Right.
And then they have a direct
link to the alleged wallet, which... it looks like so far 250 people have downloaded.
El primer criptoactivo emitido. I don't know what emitido is. We need to get the Google Translate on this page. We'll take a closer look at it coming up here in a moment. We're here in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. You can join us. Definitely not too late. The conference we're going to be attending kicks off tomorrow. So if you're in the region, drive on up to Portsmouth. It's going to be worth your while. It's going to be a lot of fun. Lots of good cryptocurrency folks are coming into town. We're seeing them walking around on the streets actually already. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Hurricane Michael, now with 125-mile-per-hour winds, is expected to hit the Florida Panhandle starting tonight. Jason McDonald says he and his family decided to leave Panama City Beach and head north into Alabama.
We want to get them out of the way, and you know, we don't know if it's going to wipe out our house or not, or anything like that. So we pulled the travel trailer, so at least we have that.
Meteorologist Allison Chinchar.
Most of the models are in very good agreement about this is where it's going to go. Not only making landfall over portions of the Florida Panhandle, but then from there going up towards Georgia and into the Carolinas pretty quickly. And that's good. That will help limit a lot of the rainfall that will end up being produced. But it doesn't help in terms of some of the other aspects.
The forecast calls for a storm surge of up to 13 feet. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We are in Portsmouth, New Hampshire at the AnyPay.Global headquarters here for day number one of three of broadcasting out here. Coming up, the Bitcoin or Blockchain NH Blockchain Conference. It's starting tomorrow. You can go to blockchainnh.com. To learn more about that. That's where we're going to be the next couple days, so come on out and see us, and we'll be broadcasting from that event. We're talking about the Venezuelan Petro, this mysterious cryptocurrency that isn't really anything yet, so maybe it's coming into its own, maybe it's actually going to be released soon, we don't know. We're going to get into it, though. Hold on, hold that thought, Chris. I know you want to talk about this. You actually installed the wallet.
I did.
But I do want to let you know about something else you can install on your smartphone, and that is the Blink Home Security Monitoring System. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You'll get 15% off yours. It is a great little system. In fact, it is incredibly affordable with motion-activated HD cameras that are wireless. So you want to talk about fast setup? It could not be much faster than it is because there are no wires. So you unbox the camera, you put batteries in, and those are included. And then you put the camera up wherever you want, or multiple cameras, wherever you want them. You link them all together via a wirelessly enabled device, like your smartphone or tablet, and that's how you do the setup. It's so, so easy and so fast. You'll love it. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, and again, you get 15% off. By the way, no contracts, no subscription services, it just works, and Blink works with Alexa because Blink is an Amazon company. It's blinkprotect.com/FTL. As we continue here, Ian, Darrell, and Chris in our remote studios at the AnyPay.Global headquarters. So we've been looking at the new Petro website, because they had a real ramshackle piece of crap website that they launched back in February. This one actually looks pretty professional. I got to say, we did the translation, Google Translate here on the Petro petro.gob.me.
They actually have their own translate button.
Oh, they have an English.
English to Spanish. However, the alleged white paper in English is just the white paper in Spanish.
Well, they're getting there. They're trying. It's the government.
Yes. Come on.
So it says here the Petro is the first cryptocurrency ever backed by a state. And the translated version says a sovereign state. Hmm. It's backed, they say, with the country's natural resources reserves. The Petro can be used for saving and trading in a safe way because you can trust the government with your
Absolutely.
Money.
Absolutely.
They also have the Petro wallets available for Windows and Linux.
All right.
If for some reason you want to put this possible malware
on your computer.
But
if it is open source, as it purportedly should be, considering they probably copied their coin code from somewhere else, if it's open source, then we would, if this becomes a thing, if you can actually at some point get this Petro and trade it around, then it'll likely show up in some other wallets. It'll likely show up in places like Coinomi, I would think.
But didn't Maduro put all sorts of restrictions on who could own the Petro?
No, Donald Trump, I think, is what you're talking about.
I think Trump said
that you can't buy things from Venezuela.
Right, there are sanctions against Venezuela, so it's illegal for an American, but the Petro website does have a registration page.
Right, but I thought Maduro, when he came out with it, was saying this is a currency for the Venezuelan people. It wasn't going to be like a widely spread thing.
Yeah, maybe it's not open source. Maybe it's closed source, and there won't be any way to actually get a secondary wallet or a third party wallet using the Petro.
Oh, dang.
Well, it does put me in a strange position, right?
Right.
Because on one hand, I oppose vehemently the Venezuelan government, and they're socialist government. They have
they're
terrible. Well, all governments are murderers,
right?
But they're terribly treating their people because they're hyperinflating the currency. They ban weapons. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons to despise
their own actions, yes.
To despise the Venezuelan government. But at the same time, I'm also somebody who doesn't like any governments anywhere because they're all coercive.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Donald Trump says don't do something, that makes me want to do something,
right?
But the one thing that he wants me to not do, I actually already don't want to do, so I'm kind of torn. Do I want to do something that Trump doesn't want me to do, but that would be something I didn't want to do because it would be supporting the Venezuelan government? So I feel like I'm probably going to do nothing.
I think we're going to need to get you a MAGA hat. That's what it's come down to.
They claim, based on my limited ability to translate Espanol, it appears as though they claim that GitHub is in a private repository on GitHub.
Mm-hmm.
They also claim
Petro,
that it is
the
both...
code Petro.
What's that?
You said GitHub is in a private repository on GitHub. You mean the code for the
Petro? All right, the Petro, they claim, is in a private repository on GitHub. They also say that the algorithm is both proof of stake and proof of work.
Okay.
And I don't know how you have both of those.
You can.
You can stake. And what proof of stake means that you're dedicating a amount of cryptocurrency that you're going to put away. And for that, you can get rewarded. That's usually the model that the proof of stake works. Proof of work is really just all about the hard math cracking that has been what Bitcoin started with and what a lot of cryptocurrencies still use.
Got it. Says that block should be about 60 seconds. Block size is 4 megabytes.
Blocks are the backing of the blockchain. Those are the chunks that have data in them that includes the information about who's spending this crypto, what transactions there are. Whenever a block is mined, and you say it's going to be every 60 seconds, so Bitcoin blocks are mined every 10 minutes roughly.
Correct.
So they're going to mine 10 times faster. Purportedly, and there's a lot of cryptos that do that now, so that's not uncommon at all. But each time the block is mined, that puts permanently those transactions onto the blockchain, at least permanent when it comes to decentralized cryptocurrencies. Now, what's not clear is if this is going to be a decentralized cryptocurrency, because generally you don't have a registration page on any other cryptocurrency that I've ever seen anywhere, so I don't understand the extent to which, and we're not going to really know until somebody can actually try it, the extent to which the governmental restrictions are going to be placed on this crypto.
And that's what I seem to remember something about Maduro talking about the mining and how this is not going to be mined all over the place. And the function of mining in most cryptocurrencies is to secure the network.
Right.
These are the people.
To protect it from hacking.
Protect it from hacks. Protect
double
it from
spends.
Being taken over, right? 51%
yeah.
attacks, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
And if that's not the case here, if it's going to be confined to, you know, a few authorized miners, then this is set up for attack, providing anybody feels the Petro is worth attacking in the first place.
Right. And if the government controls all of the authorized miners,
correct,
then the whole thing is questionable from the word go, because they can manipulate the entire system.
If you just get 5,000 Petro, then you can have a masternode.
They actually have masternodes in the Petro system?
Yeah, they're doing a proof-of-stake sort of thing.
Okay, all right. So we're going to keep an eye on this as it develops, but you're saying, Daryl, right now the news is if you have a Petro, you can buy, or if you have some Petro, you can buy a passport in Venezuela, and there's no other way to get the passport? You can't pay with the Bolivar?
Based on a press conference that was given by the vice president of Venezuela on Friday, October 5th, the only way that you will be able to pay for a passport in Venezuela is with Petro. And part of this could be because they've lost 13% of their population over the last several years. And 40% of Venezuelans say that they wish that they could leave the country.
I bet the other 40% or the rest of the remainder wish they could leave, but their family is still there, so there's probably reasons why they feel like they can't.
The ruling class will want to stay.
Right, and actually the question was, do you want to immigrate with an E? So do you want to leave? 40% want to.
But they can't.
Probably a higher percent that wish that they could, but for various reasons.
Some are leaving anyway, so they can't legally leave.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that people won't leave. And, in fact, that brings me to my story that I've been holding on to for a couple of days about Venezuela, where now apparently they're creating a border enforcement agency that never existed before.
Right, and I'm sure it's just coincidental that that happened at the same time that the news that 13% of their population has left,
total coincidence,
and the number of people leaving per year between 2015 and 2017 doubled to 1.5 million.
So we'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. We're at the AnyPay.Global headquarters in downtown Portsmouth, New Hampshire. This is Free Talk Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, our final segment of day number one in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. We're broadcasting from a very, very beautiful location, the AnyPay.global headquarters here inside the Blockchain Institute of for Technology on State Street in downtown Portsmouth. Derek J. has returned from his errands and such.
Hey, guys.
Out and about. Hey. Welcome back.
If we do call it the Blockchain Institute of Technology, not a big difference.
Got you on the wrong mic. Okay, now I got you now. Okay, so you're good.
Yeah.
Welcome back. We were just talking about the Venezuelan Petro, which has been this just absolute nightmare for, you know, people they're unable to get a hold of it, but yet Venezuela is requiring the Petro in payment if you want to get a passport. So basically now you can't get a passport in Venezuela because the currency doesn't exist yet. And
how scary.
All the while, the Venezuelan government has taken the so-called strong bolivar, which replaced the original bolivar more than a decade ago, and now replaced that with the so-called bolivar sovereign, or the sovereign bolivar, which they knocked off five zeros off the back end of their currency because the hyperinflation has been so insane. And, you know, these are some of the reasons why the people in Venezuela are desperate for something. They want to have a currency, and they're using Dash and other cryptocurrencies now because it's literally a lifesaver.
Right.
I mean, that cryptocurrency is saving people's lives. It's literally putting food in people's bellies in Venezuela right now.
So you guys familiar with Wences Cesaris?
No.
It was early Bitcoiners, real big, and he started Zappo, for example.
Oh, cool.
Is that the shoe company?
No, that would be... Zappos.
This is with an X.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's done wallets. He's been a big investor. He's always one of those quiet guys. But he grew up in Argentina, and he told about times, it happened several times during his lifetime, where to hold on to your money was to lose it. And, you know, when they, for example, when his parents got paid when he was a young child, they would all rush to the store and they would go through and buy everything they possibly could.
As quickly as possible.
Any money as quickly as possible because it would not last. When you have inflation that goes at, you know, 1,000%, 2,000%, 5,000%, by the time you leave the store, everything's more expensive
right.
to you.
Yeah, it's incredible. So, you know, there's so much to cover here, and we're very, very short on time. I know that, maybe we'll get further into what's happening with Venezuela and the Border Patrol tomorrow. I'll hold that story, because, we've only got this segment with you, Derek J.
Why? I want to know. Now you've teased it. Come on. What's going on?
The short version is they're creating a border patrol, a border enforcement agency, to try to... They're claiming because Colombians are trying to get into Venezuela.
Oh, it's a glorious place.
But the reality is they want to keep the Venezuelans in Venezuela because Venezuelans are trying to get out of
Venezuela. I wonder how the border patrol agents themselves feel about this. I mean, presumably they're getting paid with funny money.
Yeah.
Like, what is the promise that is so good that they're willing to keep their fellow man from escaping?
Apparently dinner would be my guess.
Yeah, they get fed.
Yeah. That's the difference.
So we can talk more about that tomorrow. But so, Derek J., you watched a debate online. You're really excited about it.
I can't believe it's been so long. You know, sometimes you go across YouTube and you realize that you're not subscribed to a channel that you should be. And Bitcoin.com came up on my news feed as, you should watch this debate, Charlie Lee of Litecoin versus Roger Ver, Bitcoin Cash. And I was like, oh, great, I subscribe. You okay? And then all of these other things came through.
I've heard it's a really good channel. Mark Edge raves about it.
Yeah, they put out a lot of good content and high quality, jump right into it. So the debate was, you know, is Bitcoin, it was several topics, but is Bitcoin usable? Like, can you use Bitcoin to pay for things? Is it smart to use Bitcoin to buy a coffee, for example? And does Charlie Lee think that a fee of 47 cents is high?
Charlie Lee, by the way, is the founder of Litecoin, which was the sort of the noteworthy because it was the second cryptocurrency to hit the streets. So,
and what I thought was a little interesting about this, there were several things, but one was that Roger seemed to be insinuating that Charlie Lee had an incentive for Bitcoin to break because he is the number two, the number two alternative. So if Bitcoin started failing, then
Litecoin was just second. It's not number two these days. Litecoin's, I think, in the top 10 still, but I don't think it's
Litecoin is last in my book.
Yeah.
Just
really? It doesn't do anything special.
My gosh, what does it do that's good? I mean, the fees are as high as Bitcoin.
It has a lower block time. That's it.
Yeah, lower block time. It's got lightning support.
I mean, when I go to a store and buy something with Bitcoin, they don't sit around and say, well, wait, let me make sure you're not going to double spend that.
I'm going to need six confirmations. You need to be here for an hour.
People who think that's an issue, I mean, for real, I get that online it could be an issue, but at retail, which is what I'm concerned with, I'm not going to use Litecoin. The fee is just as high.
Nobody uses
it's
Litecoin.
Basically just as slow or as fast as anything else.
I mean, you have Litecoin in the background at AnyPay. And,
yeah, you can set a Litecoin address. No one uses it, not surprisingly. But anyway, there's that, and also the fact that
You're fine.
Okay. So if you want to see two guys really go head to head, I mean, you got to watch this debate. And so I wanted to let your listeners know because they're keyed in to the Bitcoin Cash versus Bitcoin debate.
Some of them are for sure.
Is this still a debate?
It's important.
I mean, are they still arguing? Absolutely.
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Yes. I don't understand what. Look, just use the thing you like. Get out there and support the thing that you like. If you like Bitcoin, BTC, then spend that. If you like Bitcoin Cash, then spend that.
No. It's just, it's so not cool. Like, I was following on Twitter, these two girls made an album, and they're like, hey, we'll take Lightning. And I'm like, okay, do I have to open a channel with you in order to buy your CD? And they didn't respond. I guess that they didn't know. They don't know how it works, and it's so stupid and complicated to open a channel with somebody. You got to put some blocks of money up first. That's such a bad user experience.
So Chris has actually been trying this.
Yeah, well,
it's lame, man.
I'm as close, I think, as you'll find to a Bitcoin maximalist in New Hampshire.
I know a couple of them.
I know there are a few of them. There are a few of us out there, and I'm not full blown maximalist.
No, because you do accept other cryptos.
Sure, and I have nothing wrong. If it works for you, then I'm happy, and you're not using U.S. dollars, we're good.
Mm-hmm. Are you holding it all in BTC Bitcoin? Are you converting everything to Bitcoin?
Generally, but there are certain things that I've held over the time, and I still have some stuff that I've held.
So then you're not a maximalist.
I have BTC, and I use it too. Use them all.
Sure,
but I'm just saying the whole Lightning thing. What a bad experience.
experience.
Well, so he's saying, he says it's better than what you are thinking.
It's one of those things that's really hard to describe and really easy to use. But opening a channel with the Lightning Network is opening a channel on the network. And I think that's the part that gets lost in translation.
That was something I was confused about. I thought you had to open a channel with everyone you wanted to do business with. Chris says as long as you have one channel open on the Lightning Network, you can make payments to anybody on the Lightning Network.
So I have a channel open with the folks who do Sea Lightning, which is a company in France. They do the Eclair wallet, and I opened up a wallet with them. I put $20 in it, but I can pay anyone on the Lightning Network. It doesn't matter where they're at, and I don't have to have a direct channel open with them. It will network just like when I go to a website. I might be going through 500 different routers to get to the website. That's how the Lightning Network operates.
So, question, are they technically money transmitters every step along the way when they're receiving money and then passing it along to somebody? So anyone who's running a Lightning node is technically a money transmitter?
This legal term.
Seems how you'll never know what the contents of that money is. Most people will say no. There are some people that believe that this is the big key weakness of the Lightning Network, is everybody's now suddenly a Lightning transmitter or a money transmitter.
Which is stupid anyway. It's not it like is. I'm saying, like, oh, they're doing something bad. But
there are a couple of videos up that bring up a lot of these same points over and over again, and I don't know what more people can do to discredit it other than just say it's bits and bytes. Why would you even concern yourself with that?
Yeah, I'm not concerned with that. I just think it's an interesting question because it's different from when I send you some Bitcoin Cash.
Right.
It's going directly to you. There's no, you know, there are other nodes that are propagating.
And I'm not to say that this is validation, but at some point, wouldn't you think that companies that are investing in things like Blockstream, would you think that Elon Musk, would you think that, Mark Andreessen, some of these like high-end money types out of Silicon Valley may have done a little bit of due diligence before they invested in Lightning Network.
I don't see that as an argument. That's an appeal to authority, and I don't know what they know.
Well, no. I guess what I'm saying is these guys are smart investors. They back lots of companies that we know.
It doesn't mean they know anything about how blockchain works or what people actually want to use.
That's actually
because I'm a user.
Do you guys want to keep talking about this? Because we can go on. I know you got somebody here, so I don't know if you want
no,
to.
No, I can't.
All right, you got a guy waiting on you here, but we're out of time for today. Thank you, Derek J, for hosting us here at AnyPay.Global.
Yes.
It's a real pleasure to have you guys here.
I know we'll be back at some point, I hope, and we're out of time for today. We'll see you tomorrow from the New Hampshire Blockchain Conference.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.